Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
You've got questions. Melanie's got answers. This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
Women who have undergone a single or a double mastectomy and survived breast cancer, you know, they're always looking for that new lease on life. And I've heard women say, when I did the Avon walk for breast cancer, we walked 45 miles, and I heard so many women say that cancer became their new lease on life and that it showed them a new way to live. And we women have always sort of been revered for our breasts. Of course, they were meant for feeding babies, but they are also sort of part of our being and part of our sexual being, our self-esteem. What's a woman to do if she's told that she has to have a mastectomy? Is it something that women, I myself am somebody who's always said to myself, if that ever happened to me, I don't think I would care if I got reconstruction because I just want the cancer gone. But maybe I don't know what I'm talking about, because really I think that when you're going through this situation, the self-esteem isn't even really what I'm talking about. It's the feeling of being a woman. And I've heard women say this so many times, that feeling of being whole, of being a woman. And women often talk about this after a hysterectomy as well. They say the same thing. I don't feel as much like a woman as I used to. And whether or not you're alive, and that's the most important thing, is not always the case. Some women need to have that feeling. And nowadays, there are so many options for reconstruction and things that you can do. Women, sometimes if they've only had one mastectomy, then they want their chest to look balanced. If they're wearing a bra or a swimsuit, if they're worried about lymphedema after they've had one, then that's something that they have to discuss with their doctor. But they want to get that shape. They don't have to use a form that fits inside. Maybe if you're single, that's certainly something that is very, very important to know. And so I think that when you're talking, and I've had a lot of breast surgeons on, talking about how they can do some of the reconstruction now, even during the mastectomy. So they do it all at the same time, which is absolutely amazing to me. And when you see what women go through and you see what we all go through, we are the caregivers of society. We're the ones who take care of everybody else in our lives. And we sometimes have to put our own masks on before we put on the mask of our loved ones. And So talking about breast reconstruction is kind of one of those things. And you think to yourself, well, would I be that person? Would I need to have my breasts reconstructed? But then you think to yourself, well, I just want to be alive. But you see that women feeling whole, women feeling like a woman, because we are the powerhouses of society, let's face it. We are the ones who run everything. Except if we were really running the world, there wouldn't be so much wars and fighting. But anyway, we are certainly the powerhouses. We are the ones that multitask. We are the ones keeping track of everything. We are the ones who are organized and doing so many things, taking care of our spouses, shoving them into the doctors, taking care of our children, taking them in for their well visits, feeding everybody healthy, keeping the house clean, working jobs, sometimes two jobs, taking care of our aging parents. I mean, you know, men do it too, but not to the extent that we women do. I really don't think that, and the men that I know, anyway, when I was growing up, my mother had six children, and my dad would come home from work, and my mother went to work when I was a young child. And so when my dad would get home after my mom, she would say, okay, there's two that need help with homework, one that's up in the bath somewhere, I can't find another couple of them, and one's here eating and won't eat, so you got to sit here and watch them. And my dad would just shoot into action, but it was really my mother who was the person who watched over everything. And I know with my relationship with my husband, it is the same. He does not know what's going on as far as who needs this signed and who needs that and who's got their actor, you know. So it's about being a woman. And we women are powerful. We are. And we need to feel powerful. And whether that includes getting a breast reconstruction, whether that includes getting our well visits, getting our mammograms. And if you have dense breasts, you know, I've talked about it before, there is the dense breast law now. You get an ultrasound. It should be covered at 100%. So check with your insurance company. But if you have dense breasts, when you get your mammogram, they should give you a little sheet of paper that talks about this particular breast density law that's coming into place in so many states now. And it's really important that you know what goes on with your own health and that you are your own best health advocate. So If you're getting your yearly mammograms, that's great. Pap smears, you know, we've talked about that. It's a little bit controversial now because of HPV. So if you test positive, you're going to get your paps. If you test negative for HPV, your doctor starts doing their paps once every 3 years. Do you see how much I learn from these doctors I interview? Isn't it crazy? I mean, seriously, if I took my boards, I could probably get certified as some kind of surgeon. But really, it's important, ladies, that we do exactly that. We are our best advocate. Heart disease, number one killer of women in this country. True. That is absolutely true. And if you're somebody who does not take care of yourself, or you suffer from diabetes, or you're overweight, or you have high blood pressure, cholesterol, any of these things, you need to really take check and take stock of what's going on. If you're somebody who does not have any of those risk factors, you still need to concern yourself with it. The genetic component for breast cancer, whether you have that BRCA gene, the genetic component for heart disease, for all kinds of cancers, actually. We learn more and more every day. And the things that some of these centers are doing are absolutely amazing. City of Hope in California, amazing cancer center. So it's time for us ladies to take stock. And whether or not you're somebody who agrees with reconstructive surgery or things that some people call, and I'm putting those little air bunnies around them, vanity surgeries, that's not always the case. It is about how we women feel as a woman. It's about how we feel powerful. It's about how we feel about ourselves when we look in the mirror. You know, the negative self-talk is so prevalent. And I try so hard not to do that with my children. I try not to do it with my daughter, specifically my daughter. My son's got great self-esteem. I'm not worried about him. But my daughter, I don't want her to see me looking in the mirror and saying, oh, God, I'm so fat. Or, oh, look at my boobs are sagging down there. Or any of those things. And I'm somebody who has had breast surgery before. I had a papilloma removed a few years back, and I do have a scar. And I thought when I first got it, oh, Jesus, the guy hacked me up. But now that scar doesn't bother me. And it's certainly going away quite a bit. But it was my daughter who helped me change my bandages. It was my daughter who was my caregiver. And isn't that something, that it's the ladies, we are those ones. And now my scar doesn't bother me. It kind of gives me a little sense of, hey, I've been through something. And I made it through on the other end, and it was scary as hell because I had small children and because insurance freaks me out and because I'm also one of the breadwinners in my family. My husband and I, we do it together. I know, ladies, I know what this is all about and how scared we all get about all of these things all the time. But if we really buck up, if we really look deep down inside ourselves and say we are the powerhouse, we are strong, we are women. You know, who was it? Helen Reddy. Oh, look at me pulling that right out of my ass. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that, but she said it. We are women. Hear us roar. It's so important. And I think that that's what we need to take away from these kinds of segments about our own self-esteem and our own vanity and about how we feel as women. We are women. Hear us roar. Our husbands don't like to hear us roar so much, but sometimes we just have to. So that is my mantra for today, women. Let's be strong. Let's pump our fists and say we are the caregivers, but we have to take care of ourselves. So if you missed any of the great information we're always giving here on Radio MD, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go at radiomd.com. Share these shows with your friends. Scroll around and learn something with us. You can like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at @YourRadioMD. I don't tweet, but I know I guess I should, so I'll learn eventually. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening, and stay well.